Essay 47. The Mythologies of General Relativity. From the dramatically new perspective created by the new knowledge gained in UFT papers 190 onwards, the mythologies that grew up around general relativity are as dark and strange as anything in medieval history, showing that nothing has changed in the human mind. The latter still needs its dogmatists to reassure it. This primeval need probably arose from the dangers of the outside world and can be seen in the Lasgo caves, where high art was created tens of thousands of years ago from animals of the hunt. They are depicted as vividly as anything in the 20th century, which did not invent abstract art. The strangest thing of all is that the theory of general relativity has been known to be wrong since December 1915. This was pointed out by Schwarzschild to Einstein in a letter in which the former proposed his true metric. It is not the one fabricated by the later dogmatists and named after Schwarzschild to add insult to injury. Schwarzschild died of disease in 1916 in the trenches, so was not able to refute the deliberate falsification of his metric. This false metric was shown in UFT 193 to produce the wrong force law. The latter force law cannot produce a precessing elliptical orbit. That is a simple fact of mathematics checked by computer. There are no errors in UFT 193. So Schwarzschild was right to write to Einstein in December 1915 to point out that Einstein could not possibly have produced a precessing ellipse and could not possibly have produced any precession of any perihelion. Einstein could not possibly have produced any precise result with the wrong theory. The computer has shown that the orbit produced by the false Schwarzschild metric is a wild mess. It's hugely complicated and not a simple precessing ellipse at all. The myth-making began, therefore, in December 1915. It's not known who falsified Schwarzschild's suggestion of December 1915. Ever since then, the propagandists and dogmatists have used this false metric to claim that it produces the precession of Mercury, and to claim that it produces light bending and time delay, to claim that it produces gravitational redshift. As shown in UFT 194, it can do none of these things. If one tries to depict any spherical space-time with a function called m, used in the infinitesimal line element, that function must be a constant of motion expressed in terms of the total energy E and the total angular momentum L, both E and L being constants of motion. The function M cannot vary with R as in the false Schwarzschild metric. Even worse for this type of general relativity is that the true Schwarzschild metric cannot be correct because it too varies with R. Much worse is that there is no function M in any spherical spacetime that can ever vary with R or vary at all. UFT 194, therefore, implies the biggest disaster yet uncovered for this type of general relativity. Only the Crothers metric survives this disaster, because it is the most general possible diagonal metric. Again, the mathematics of UFT 194 have been checked by computer, and the computer does not make errors unless its chips are melted. It is most unfortunate for science that Eddington and Thomson chose to select data from light bending to suit Einstein's theory. That is the most ghastly trap in science. Einstein was sprung to fame, and of course no one checked whether he was right. Ordinary people don't understand a thing about general relativity. And we know now that learned theoretical physicists did not understand a thing about what they were doing. They were interested in the age-old fallacies: money, power, and glory. This is why dogmatists preach to the ignorant. It is a self-glorification, an egotistical need. In medieval times, the preaching was done in Latin, and no one knew what was being said. Anyone who preached in the native language landed up as a candle, there being no other light in the darkness. Then the myth-making machine really got going. All those referees were unable to stop it. all those citations are worthless. The journal and citation machine became a worthless propaganda coup for people masquerading as scientists. These cited themselves and awarded themselves prizes and jobs. All those claims by NASA verify something that a school pupil can now show to be wrong, given a small laptop. NASA has provided data with precision, albeit at huge costs. But those data are not explicable with general relativity. Any claim to the contrary can be dismissed with complete confidence because of the stark simplicity of UFT-194. In fact, many other leading scientists have made a breakfast out of general relativity, but that is inconvenient for blared-out dogma. Orwell warned about this and called it the Ministry of Truth. To cap it all, the Einstein field equation is incorrect because of its neglect of torsion. Again, this is simple to see, but only by the unbiased mind. It would be difficult to find an unbiased mind amongst the stake burnings, and it is so today, but in a different guise. Nonetheless, truth will slowly leak out, and the dam of dogma will slowly dry up and become an artificially created desert.